Shalom aleichem abuisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirai Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, u'b'siyato d'shmayim meruba. We're about to begin Parshas Ha'azinu. If it's a year that there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, that's when Parshas Ha'azinu will be learned. And if it's a year that there is no Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, then Parshas Ha'azinu will be learned on the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shuva. Parshas Ha'azinu was said on Zayin Ador in the year 2488, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, and could be divided into two topics. Topic number one, which takes up the bulk of the parsha, Shiras Ha'azinu. And the second topic, the last couple of psukim, where Hashem tells Moshe to go up to Har Nevoi and look at Eretz Yisrael before he dies, because he will not be entering Eretz Yisrael. And let us begin B'siyata D'Shmaya, Shiras Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu ha'shamayim v'adabeiro v'zishma ha'oretz imreifi. Pay attention, heavens, and I will speak, and the earth should hear the words of my mouth. Says Rashi, ha'azinu ha'shamayim, sh'ani ma'aser b'em b'Yisrael, shamayim should pay attention that I am warning Klal Yisrael, v'tihiyu atem edim adovo, and you, the heavens, should be edim, should be witnesses, that I am warning them. This is what I told Klal Yisrael at the end of Parshas Nitzavim. She'atem tihiyu edim, as we saw above. Haydoi sibuchem ayoyim es ha'shomayim es ha'oretz. V'chein v'sishma ha'oretz. The end of the pasuk, following the same idea of what we saw in the end of Parshas Nitzavim. Both the heavens and the earth are acting as two witnesses. V'lomo heid bohem shomayim ha'oretz. Why were these two chosen as the witnesses? Omar Moshe, ani bosov adam. I am a human being. Lemochor ani meis. Tomorrow I will no longer be living. Im yoimru Yisrael kibalnu aleinu abris mi bo makrisham. If at any point in history after I die and Klal Yisrael denies and they will say we never accepted this covenant, who's gonna deny what they just said? Lefichor heid boem shomayim vaoretz. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu chose these two witnesses, Shomayim Va'oretz, Eidim Sheim Kayomim Lo'olam. These are witnesses that will forever be around. That's one reason Shomayim Va'oretz were chosen. A second reason, Ve'oid, Sheim Yizku, if Klal Yisrael will be Zoiche, namely, they'll do the right thing, they'll keep the Torah Mitzvahs. Yavoyu Ho'edim V'yitnu Schor. The Eidim themselves will give them the reward. Hagefen titen pilyo, v'ha'oret titen esivulo, v'ha'shomayim itnu talom. The vineyards will produce grapes, the land will produce produce, and the skies will give their rain and dew. V'im ischayvu, and if Klal Yisrael is not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and they have to get punished, tihiye bohem yad ho'edim tchilo, as we saw above in Parsha Shoiftim. Whenever somebody's chayv misa, the edim are the ones that give him the Misa. In the case of Skila, they throw him off and they throw the first stones. So the Shomayim Va'oretz are the Eidim, they will be the ones to punish Klal Yisrael. As it says, V'otzar es ha'shomayim v'lo yihi emoto v'adomo lo yisitein esevula. The skies won't give their rain and the earth won't give its produce. V'achar kach v'avadte mehero al yidei ha'umois. As the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim ends off. If the person doesn't die by the hands of the Edim, then everyone else joins. So too over here. First the Shomayim Va'ores, they will punish. And then the Umois will follow by taking Am Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael. Pozuk Bez Ya'aruv Kamotor Likrit Izal Katal Imrosi Kis Irim Alei Deshev Yechir Vivim Alei Eisev. Let my teachings, let my lesson drop like rain, and let my words flow like dew. Let them go like wind that helps the grass grow, v'chir vivim, like droplets of rain on the grass that help it grow. Rashi will tell us the difference between deshe and esev, both referring to grass. Says Rashi, Ya'ariv kamoto likhi, zuhi ho'edu sheto'idu. This is the testimony that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Shomayim Va'oretz that they should testify. Shani oimer bifneichem, I'm telling you, Torah shenosati liYisrael sheichaim lo'olam. The Torah that I gave Klal Yisrael is life to the world. Kamoto hazeh sheichaim lo'olam, like rain that brings life to the world. Kasher yalfu hashamayim talumoto, when the skies make the dew and the rain flow from it. Ya'aroif loshen yatif, to drop. V'chein yalfu tol yirafun doshen. Tizal katal shakoil smechim boy. The difference between motor and tal, rain and dew, everybody's happy with. Motor, rain, not everybody's happy with. Levisha motor yesh boy atzevim labriyos. Yesh boy atzevim labriyos. Sometimes it makes people sad. Kegoyno ilchidrochim, people on the road, umisha boirim olayayin. If a person is pit where he presses the wine, it's full of wine, he didn't get a chance to take the wine out, and it starts raining, the rain will ruin the wine. But on the other hand, the world cannot survive just with dew. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah has the best of both worlds. It provides everything you need like motor, and it's also pleasant like the dew. Kiseirim loshen ruach seoro. The root of the word is ruach seoro, means a wind. Switch to sin and the samach. Ketargumoi keruchei mitro. Like the wind that comes with the rain. Just like wind, it holds the grass and it helps them grow. So to Torah raises and helps those who learn it grow. V'chirvivim is tipei moto, droplets of rain. Why is droplets of rain referred to as revivim? Says Rashi, v'nira li al shem sheyoyre kachetz, nikro roviv. Kmodat Omar, roive kashos. It says regarding Yishmael that he was a roive kashos. He was an arrow shooter. So you see that the word roive, reviv, means to shoot. And a droplet of rain coming down from the sky comes down at a very high speed like an arrow. Therefore, the rain is called revivim. Deshe atifas ha'oretz mechusa beyerek. Deshe refers to the phenomena that the land is full of green. And Esev refers to one of two things. Either kelach echod koru Esev, every stalk is called an Esev, and v'chol minu min la'atzmei koru Esev, every species is called this type of Esev, that type of Esev. So deshe is referring to the green that covers the ground, and Esev is referring to the specifics, either the specific stalk or the specific species. And this is the testimony that Klal Yisrael needs to hear from the heavens and the earth, that Torah is life to the world, and it's pleasant, and it's like wind that makes you grow, and it's like droplets of rain that makes the grass grow. Posuk Gimel ki shem Adonino yekro havu goy deleloyheinu. When I call out Hashem's name, praise His greatness. Says Rashi, ki shem Hashem ekro harei ki meshamesh b'loshen kasher. When kemoi ki savoyu el haoretz. Kishekro vaskir shem Hashem, atem, you listeners, havu goyde lelokeinu. Praise Hashem, praise His greatness. Uboruch shmoi, bless Him. Mekan omru, shoinim boruch shem kvoid malchusoi, achar brocho b'migdosh. This is the source, that when you say a brocha in the Beis HaMikdosh, the listeners answer, boruch shem kvoid malchusoi loylam voed, that's the havu goyde lelokeinu, when it's b'shem Hashem ekro. Posuk Daled, atzu tomim pa'oloi, ki chol d'rochov mishpot, eil emuno ve'ein ovel tzadik v'yoshor hu. Although Hashem is strong as a rock, nevertheless His punishments are with the utmost precision. And nobody will get an iota more than they deserve, because all His ways are just. He is a trustworthy God, and He never does anything unfair. All the Briyosh say that He is a tzaddik. They're matzdikim aleim esadin. They accept whatever He gave them, and they accept that He did it correctly. V'yosharu. Indeed, that's the proper thing for them to say, because that's the metzias. Says Rashi, atzu tomim poloi. Af al pi shehu chozok, strong like a rock. Nevertheless, kishemevi puronus al ivri ritzoinoi, loy beshetef humevi. He doesn't just pour it on them and without precision. Kim bedin. Perfectly. Ki tomim po'oloi, His actions are whole and perfect. Kei lemuno, He's trustworthy. Leshalem letzadikim tidkosom, lo'olam abo, even if it will take time, but they will get repaid for their good deeds. In olam abo. Ha'af al pishem me'acheres tagmulom, soifu le'am edvorov. It may come late, but He is trustworthy. He'll do what He said. Vein ovel is never unfair. Aflo Roshoim meshalem sal tzidkosom boilom hazeh. Roshoim also get paid for their good deeds in this world. Tzadik v'yoshohu. Hakoyin matzdikim aleim es dinoi to be matzdik hasadin means to accept that Hashem, what Hashem did is righteous and correct. V'chein roi v'yoshohem. That's the proper thing for them to do. Tzadik mipi abriyos. That's what the briyos say. V'yosharu v'roi la'atzdikoi. It's befitting to be matzdikim. It's important to note that Rashi is learning pshat in the pasuk, not like the taimim. The taimim read it, tzadik v'yoshar, kama, who? Hashem is both a tzadik and a yoshar. Rashi is reading it not that way. Tzadik, kama, v'yoshar hu, it's the proper thing to be matzdik aleim esadin. According to the Taimim, the who is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and according to Rashi, the who is referring to the action of Bimatzdik Hasadin. Posuk Hei Shiches Loi Loi Banov Mumom Doirikesh Ufsaltoil. Firstly, notice that the word Loi appears over here with different spellings. The first one is Lamed Vav, the second one is Lamed Aleph. Lamed Vav means him. Lamed Aleph means not or no. Rashi learns the pasuk like Targum, and we add another word loy with a vav, as if it says like this: Shiches loy. When Klal Yisrael does averus, they're ruining it for themselves. They're ruining it for him, referring to Klal Yisrael as a single. Shiches loy. They're ruining it for themselves. Loy loy, but for him, capital H. Loi, they're not rooting it for Hashem. Hashem doesn't lose out when we do averos. Bonov mumam, it's the fault and the destruction and the blemish of his children. Klal Yisrael are the losers when they do averos. Doir ikesh ufsal toil, it's a warped and twisted generation, those who do averos. Says Rashi, shicheis loi ketargumoi. As Targum says, chabilu lehoin lo lei. They destroyed it for themselves. That's the extra loy in the pasuk, loy with the vav. Chabilu lahoin, lo lei. Not for him. Him, capital H. Targum switches around the loy with an aleph and the loy with the vav. Bonov mumom, bonov hoyu. They were his children. Klal Yisrael were Hashem's children. Vashchoso sheishchisu him mumom. That's what brings their blemish about when they do averis. Bonov mumom, mumom shel bonov hoyo, v'loy mumoy. It's the blemish of his children, not chas v'sholem HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blemish. It's not his fault that we do averos. Doir ikesh okum ume'ukol, crooked, warped. K'moy v'ez kol ha'yeshoro ye'akeshu. U'b'loshen mishno chuldo sheshene akumoyz v'akushoyz, like a rat, its teeth are crooked. The gdil is the solid part of the tzitzis. How does it become from strings into solid? You take the string and you wrap it around, and that's what makes it into a solid. So what does the psil do? It's twisted. It goes around and around and around. Psal toil, minatevois akfulois. It's from one of those words that's doubled over. Kmo yirak rak, adam dam, schar galgal. Which means very, so it's very twisted. This generation that does averos is very twisted. Posuk vav haladoy noy tig meluzois am navol veloy chacham haloy hu avicha konecha hu osecha vayichoy nenecha. Is this the way you pay Hashem's goodness to you that He's been so good to you? Am navol veloy chacham. This is an ungrateful and an unwise nation. He is your father. He is your master. He is the one who made you a choshev nation among the nations. And he established you into a strong and choshev nation. Says Rashi, Hala Hashem tigmul uzois loshen temo. It's a wonder. V'chi lefonov atem ha'atzivim. In front of Hashem, you make him sad. You make him angry. Sheyesh b'yodo li pora mikem. V'she'eitiv lochem chol minei toivois. Number one, he has the power to punish you. And number two, he was the one that did so much goodness to you. And this is how you repay his goodness. Am novol sheshochechu esa osu lohem. That's an ungrateful person who forgets the goodness that was done to him. V'loi chocham v'lo havines hanoi lodoi till see the future. Sheesh biyodei lehiti v'lo hara. He is the one that could reward and punish you for your actions. Haloi hu avicho konecho sheknoacho. He was the one that bought you. Namely, he owns you. And now Rashi has two other pshatim in the word konecho. L'chayre al derech adrash. Shekinoncho bekans loimu ve'eretz chazoko. He nested you. He nested you in a strong nesting place among the strong rocks in a strong land. Shetikencho b'chol minei takono. A second drash. Konecho, he provided for you. He supplied, he equipped you with everything you need. Hu osecho, he made you into umo ba'umois, into a chosh of a nation among the nations. Vayechoyneneho. Achechein, after all that, b'chol minei bosis v'chan. He established you. He secured everything you have. Mikem kohanim, mikem nevim, mikem melochim. All the good things come from you. Kohanim, nevim, melochim. Krach shakul toloi boy. Like a central city that you can get everything over there. Posuk zayin, zachol yemoy zaylam, binu shenoish doyo vodoyo. Shalovicho v'yageidcho, zekeinecho v'yoymeru loch. Remember the history of the world. Contemplate the years of previous generations. According to one pshat on Rashi, second pshat I'll say into future generations. Shalovicho v'yageidcho, ask your father and he will tell you. Rashi says this refers to the Nevi'im. Zekeinecho v'yoymeru loch, ask your elders. Rashi says this refers to the Chachomim. And they will tell you what happened in previous generations. Those who did aveiros in anger Hashem were obliterated from the world. Says Rashi, zechol yemois oylom me'oso b'rishoynim sheikh isu lefonov. Remember history, what Hashem did to those who angered him. Binushnois doir v'doir. Two generations. First generation, doir enoish. That was the grandson of Adam Rishon. Sheheitzif aleim me'ukianus. This is not reported in the Torah, but here Rashi tells that that's what happened. Because they revived David Zore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu washed him away. The ocean flooded up, flooded on the land. And the second doir, v'doir ha'mabul sheshotvam, that we have in Parashat Noach, that the world was washed away, people were killed with the mabul. That's the first pshat, that's referring to the past. Second pshat, davorachel, l'inesatim levavchem al sheova. It's bad enough, you didn't listen, look at what happened in the past. But at least, binu shnois doir v'doir, look in the years in the future, l'hakia l'habo. Sheyesh biyodei lehitiv lochem, it's in his power to give good to you. Ulanachin lochem yemois hamashiach v'olam haba. He can bring you to Moshiach hamashiach v'olam haba. Sheal avicho elu hanevim shenikru ovois. Kama shenemar be'elio, Elisha Novi says about his Rebbe Elio, Ovi, Ovi, rechav Yisrael uporosho. Zekeinecho elu hachachomim, v'yoyimru loch, orishoynes, they'll tell you what happened in previous generations. Posuk ches ben chel elyoin goyim beafridoi bnei adam yatzev gevulois amim lemispar bnei Yisrael. When Hashem gave the goyim their inheritance, namely their punishment, the two punishments that Rashi described in the last posuk of the doir enoish when he flooded them with the ocean, and the doir amabul when the mabul came, and beafridoi bnei adam referring to the third chet of humanity at the end of Parshas Noach, doir aflogo. When they built the Migdal Bovel, they wanted to fight Hashem. And Hashem scattered them across the earth. He did not destroy the world completely in these three instances. Not by Dir Enoish, not by Dir Amabul, and not by Dir Aflogo. Yatsiv Gvulois Amim, on the contrary, he kept the nations alive. He established them as nations. Why? Lemispar b'nei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a purpose in keeping them alive. At least some of them. So there should be a klal Yisrael that should come out from them. Says Rashi b'anchel elyoin goyim k'shehin chila kodesh boruch hu lemach isov es chilek nachalosom hetzifo mushtofom. When a kodesh boruch hu gave the inheritance, namely the punishment, to those who angered him, hetzifom ushtofom, the same two words Rashi used before, hetzif aleim meyokyanus and doir amabul sheshotfom, those two chatoim. And a third chet, ba'afridei b'nei odom k'shehefiz doir aflogo, when he scattered the doir aflogo, hoy b'yodoi lehaviro min oilom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have destroyed these three chatoim, doir enoish, doir amabon, doir aflogo, but v'lo yoso came. Elo yatzev gvulois amim kiyemom, v'lo imdom. Why? למספר בני ישראל, בשביל מספר בני ישראל שהסידים לא צריך מבני שם. The tachlis of the world to get klal Yisrael to come out of bnei shem. That's the general pshat of the pasuk. Now Rashi is going to specifically darsh in the word lemispar and gvulois. The numbers were exact also, not just a general idea. He kept the nations alive to take klal Yisrael out of there. Rather, ulemispar shivim nefesh el bnei Yisrael sheyodu lemitzrayim hitziv gvulois amim shivim loshim. Gvulo Yisamim, the boundaries of the nation, there are 70 nations. And connected that, we have 70 individuals of Klal Yisrael that went down to Mitzrayim. The idea being that every single Yid, one Yid of Klal Yisrael, is worth a whole nation of the Goyim. Posuk tes ki chilek adoyno yamoy yakoy vechevel nachalosoy. And why did Hashem do all this? Because Hashem's nation, Klal Yisrael, that is the portion of Hashem. Hashem took Klal Yisrael out of all the goyim. That's his portion. Yaakov v'chevel nachalosoi. The posuk pshat of the posuk, it's a repeat of the first half of the posuk. As many times we have in a shira, the two halves of the posuk are saying the same idea in different words. Rashi will give us a drash also. But the posuk pshat is Yaakov, namely Klal Yisrael, is Chevel Nachalosoi, is the portion of his inheritance. Hashem chose us as his inheritance. Says Rashi, Kichilek Hashem Amoi Kol Zoi Shlomo. Why did he do that? What we saw in posuk Ches. Lefi Sheoyo Chelkoi Kovush Beinayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's portion was buried and hidden among the goyim, v'osi lotzeis, and it's going to come out from them. Umihu chelkoi, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's portion? Amoi. Umihu amoi, Yaakov v'chevel nachalosoi. That's the Poshur Pshat. Rashi is now going to darsh in the word chevel. The word chevel means a rope in the drash, and the pshat means a portion. But in the drash it means a rope. How do you make a rope? You take a string, a couple strings, and wind them around and around. The more strings you put, the thicker the rope. V'hu ha-shlishi sheba'ovois, Yaakov Avinu is the third of the ovois, ha-meshulosh b'sholois zchuyois. He has three merits. And as the Pasuk says in Sefer Koheles, v'achut ha-meshulosh, lo'i b'meheiroi nosek, if you have a rope that's doubled over three times, it's a strong rope. Zchus avi ovois, he has the merit of his grandfather, Avraham Avinu, uzchus oviv Yitzchak uzchusoi, ha-rei sholosh, kachevel hazeh, like a rope, shu osui b'sholosh gdilim, which is doubled over at least three times. It's Yaakov and his children that are Hashem's inheritance. Only Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Klal Yisrael to be a faithful nation in the desert. We accepted the Torah. The other nations did not. Uvesoihu Yelel Yeshimoin. Soihu and Yeshimoin are two words that mean desolate, emptiness. Words to describe a desert. Yelel means to howl. In desert, in desolate places, you have jackals that howl. In that place, that's where Hashem found us faithful to Him. When we accepted the Torah and the other nations didn't, Yisoyvevenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded us and we surrounded Him. Yevoinenehu, He made us knowledgeable. He gave us the Bina of the Torah. Yitzerenhu, and He watched over us. He guarded us like the pupil of the eye, the most guarded thing in the body. The instinct automatically closes the eye if something's about to enter. It says Rashi, Yimtzeyu Be'eretz Midbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Klal Yisrael to be trustworthy to Him in the desert. As it says in next week's parasha, Chazal darshan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to the other goyim, they didn't accept. Soihu and Yeshimoin are Eretz Tzio v'Shmomo, a desolate place. And Yileil refers to Mekoyim Yilelas Tanim of Noisiano, the place where jackals and ostriches howl. Avshom Nimshechu Acher Amuno, there also we proved our trustworthiness to Hashem, v'li amu le Moshe heyoch neitzel midboro, is how could we possibly go out to the desert, mokom tzio shmomo, a desolate place with nothing there? Konyen shenema, lech te'erach harai b'midbor, Hashem says, zochalti lo chesed nuraich, ye lech te'erach harai b'midbor. You say ve'venu, Hashem surrounded us, and we surrounded him, says Rashi. Shom sibevom v'kifom ba'anonim, he surrounded us with the clouds of glory, v'sibevom b'degolim la'ar baruchois, and we surrounded him, the four machanois, around the Mishkan in the center. And another place that he surrounded us with something else, v'sibevom b'tachtis ha'ol, shekofou aleim kegigis. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised Har Sinai and put it over and covered Klal Yisrael. A picture like a bagel, a hole in the middle of the mountain, and the mountain was on us, surrounding us. He gave us a Torah which makes us knowledgeable. Yitzerenu guarded and watched us from what? Minochosh Soro Ve'akrov, from snakes and scorpions, Umino Umois, and from the nations. The pupil of the eye, shamer yoytzim imenu. That's where the eyesight comes from. The unkulus tilgeim yimtzoeyu. Not that he found us faithful, rather yespikeyu kol tzorcha b'midbar. He provided all our needs in the desert. Where do we find this word yimtzoeyu? Mean to provide. Kumoy umotzolohem loyimotzolonu haho. Yesoyvevenu says Targum ashrinun tzchur tzchur leshchintei. He camped us around his shchina. Oyel moed beemtzar v'arbot golim la'ar baruchos. Like Rashi said in the second pshat before on the word Yesoyvevenu v'sibavam b'tgolim la'ar baruchos. Hakadosh Baruch Hu pasuk yud alev kenesher yoir kinoy al goyz olov yirachif yifroyz kenofov yikochehu yisoehu al evrosoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu led Klal Yisrael with the utmost mercy, like when an eagle wants to awaken his chicks in his nest. He doesn't surprise them subtly. Rather, he comes through the trees, flapping his wings, making noise, so they should wake up slowly to be able to receive him, the mother eagle, when she comes sits down on the nest. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'matan Torah, he revealed himself to us in a very merciful way, as Rashi will describe. And then, when we had to travel from place to place, like an eagle spreads out its wings, yifroyz knofov yikocheyu, and it takes its chicks on top of its wings. Yisoyu al evrosoy on its wings, Rashi will tell us what the nimshul of this is. Says Rashi, Kenesher Yerkinoi Nihagom Merachamim Uvechemlo. He led us with mercy. Kenesher Azel, like an eagle, Rachmoniu Albonov, is merciful on his children. Veinu Nichnas Lekinoi Pis Oim. He doesn't suddenly enter his nest. Achu Mekashkesh, beforehand, he makes noise, Umetarev Albonov Biknofov, with his wings, Bein Ilon Leilon, going through the trees, Bein Soichol Chaveroto, between one branch and another. Kedish Yeoiru Bonov, to his children, should awaken slowly. Should be able to receive him when he sits down on them. Yoir kinoi yoir arbonov, when he wakes up his chicks. Al goyzolov yirachif einoi machbid atzmei aleim. And even when he comes to sit down on them, he doesn't sit down and put his weight on them. Ela machoifef. He hovers over them, negea ve'eino negea, like touching and not touching. What's the name shel Lava Kadosh Baruch Hu? The pasuk says, Shaddai lo yimetzanuhu sagi choyach. We did not find HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a powerful God, what he really is. Namely, Kishebo Litein Toiro Lo Niglo Aleh Meruach Achas, he didn't appear from one side. Elo Me'ar Baruch Hu is from four sides, gradually. Shenemer Hashem Misinai Bo, Vezorach Miseir Lomo, Yofia Me'ar Poron, Vosu Miri Vois Kodesh. Eloi Kami Teimon Yovo Yizuruach Revis. All four sides. Yifroiz Knofov Yikocheyu, Kishebo Lit, Non Mimokan Le Mokoyim. When an eagle wants to take his chicks from one place to another, the eagle doesn't carry its chicks in its feet like other birds. Why is that? They're afraid of the eagle on top of them. The eagle is the highest flying bird. And therefore, so an eagle shouldn't come and attack his chicks under their wings. An eagle, the only thing an eagle is worried about is an arrow from underneath. No birds fly on top of him. Therefore, the eagle carries its chicks on its wings. Omer, he says to himself, Mutov yishikones achetz bi, v'lo yikones bebonai. Better that the arrow goes in me and not in my chicks, not in my children. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here's the nimshel, v'esor eschem al kanfin eshorim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I carry you on the wings of eagles. Kishanosu Mitzrayim achareyem v'yisigum alayam. When the Mitzrayim were chasing after Klal Yisrael and they reached the Bayam Suf, hoyu zirkim v'mechitzim v'avnei blistrois. They would throw arrows and catapult stones, catapult rocks. Miyad v'yisa malach ha'elokim v'yovoi bein machane Mitzrayim v'bein machane Yisrael. The Malach Hashem, namely the Onon, traveled and separated between Machane Yisrael and Machane Mitzrayim, and it was the Onon that received all these chitzim and avnei blistrois. Posol gur gemo adoinoi bodod yanchenu ve'ein imoi ein lechor. Two pshatim of Rashi, either it's referring to the past, that Hashem in the past led Klal Yisrael to be separate and they were secure. There were no other gods that were able to start up with them. And the second shot of Rashi, Hashem, in the future, Klal Yisrael will be separate and secure, led by Hashem, with no other gods be able to disturb them. And Rashi will say that both shotim are true. Says Rashi, Hashem bodod anachenu, Hashem bodod u betach niagom bamidbar. In the past, he led them through the midbar, separate and secure. Ve'inim ein lecho lo yohoyo koyach be'echad nekol aloheya goyim la'aroiz koychoi ulo ilochem emoim. No gods of all the other goyim could start up with us. That's the past. V'rabbi Yisaynu droshu ala osid, referring to the future, v'chein tirgam unkelus. As Targum says, Hashem b'iluchoydoi osid la'ashroyu sain. In the future, he will camp them separately. Ba'almodu osid le'ischadoso. Rashi says, v'ani oimel, both pshotim are correct. Divrei t'chochohein, this is Musar. This is rebuke to Klal Yisrael. Lohoyin ha'shamayim v'oretz, this is the testimony. It's being said in front of the shamayim v'oretz. Today Ashiro lohem le'eid she'soifon nivgoid. When they eventually betray Hashem, v'lo yizkiru not orishoinoi she'osa lohem, not what Hashem did for us in the past, and v'lo yanilode she'osid la'asish lohem, what He's going to do for them for the future, a double take. Le'fichoch tzor li'ashav adovo le'kan o'le'kan, both are true. Similar to what we had before in Pesach Zion. V'cholo enyon musav al z'chol yemois oylom binu shnoi yistoy v'doyr. As Rashi over there said in the second pshat, referring to past and future. Kein osa lohem in the past, v'chein osid lasois, kol ze hoyo lohem lizko, Klal Yisrael should have remembered the past and the future before they did chatoim. Adkan, the first part of the first topic of Parashas Hazinu.